Actually, I'm getting a bit of feedback from my mic.
Oh, your podcast sucks, man. Your podcast sucks. You should probably upload a bit more.
Get some new mics.
So weird.
And finally, welcome back to Good Boys, episode 9. We are finally back. It's been another hiatus.
It has. Good Always team. Almost our longest hiatus, I'd say.
Yeah,
maybe. We have tried. To be fair, we have had a few cracks at it in between, but we hold ourselves to a high standard.
Yeah, and yeah. You were just nowhere near it.
It's me. You're pinning this on me.
Definitely.
That's pretty rude of you.
Well, it's just the fact. You can't handle the truth.
But we are back.
We are, finally.
It's great to be back.
It is good to be back. Monty, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little bit tired. I won't lie to you. Feeling a little bit of that, you know. Work tiredness. It's week 3, term 3 at the moment, so I'm pretty in the thick of it, but I'm feeling really good.
Third week of the term.
Third week of week 3. It's been a long week. Third week of term 3. I'm feeling really good, though, actually. I'm enjoying being busy. I like being busy.
I know you do.
How are you going, Brody?
Really good. I'm not. Once again, oh, surprise!
Oh.
I'm obviously not as busy as you, because...
I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, apparently I have something called work-life balance.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, well, I don't seem to have as much of this life balance as you.
No, which is the reason why we are only on episode 9 of our podcast, when we could easily be on however many 29. Weeks it's been since December.
Yeah, 29, 30, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Rough. But, yes, doing really well.
Hmm.
Great day today.
Oh, beautiful day. Beautiful. Yeah, really nice.
Top of 20 degrees here in Perth.
Which has been hard to find recently.
Mm.
It's a rare day in a string of pretty rough days, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been very rainy, very cold, very windy. Not so much wind today, only
so what a day to
15 to 20 kilometres.
Slipping back into your...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hold on. Yeah, it's a perfect day to be inside recording a podcast, isn't it?
Today?
Yeah.
No, today's a great day to be outside, but every other day I wanted to be inside, you'd be like, oh, I'm too busy.
Sound like our microphone's there.
A little bit.
We're back though, we're here.
Yes.
By a mostly Brody-run show.
Yeah, and surprise, guess who's once again picking up the slack
once
for the podcast?
Once again.
Me. I've come here with all the ideas.
Since December.
All the, you know, content, it's all me. And
and you're so modest about it too.
Well, you know what? I think we need to have a chat, Monty.
Yep.
Because you need to lift. You need to be better. And if you don't, this is an official warning.
Yep.
As
your my first
superior,
official warning. How many do I get?
One.
Jeez. I touched you.
As your, you know, workplace superior.
You gonna write a song about me?
No, can't be. But I don't have enough time to. lift your game. Otherwise, you're gone. I'll find someone new.
That's fine.
Put
I'm pretty cool with that. We've talked about this. Why don't you start recording your little interview segments, and then that can be the moments in between when we meet.
Because last time I said to you, I want to interview someone, you're like, oh, but
no,
I'm not going to be there.
No, I just said we only have two microphones, but if I'm not there,
exactly.
It solves that problem.
That's my point. We got two microphones.
Yeah.
Go away. You're complaining. Oh, I'm not going to be there.
You can do interviews on your own. I'll let you.
Saying something about quality control, but
it's
look
true.
Where we are. Once again, me carrying. My shoulders are huge at the moment. This because.
Which is great because they've been so weak from carrying nothing else.
That's true. But now I've got to carry you.
That's true. In this very important endeavour we are undertaking.
Yes. Incredible business we're
carrying you everywhere else then. Anyway.
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
We'll move on. I've got something for you. I've got a couple of questions, actually.
Mm.
A couple of questions that I have been asked by a number of people. Number of young people who, I've worked with over the last couple of years.
Mm.
Because young people have very curious minds.
Mm.
They want to know the answers to the world. And who better to ask than a 22-year-old with some forms of life experience somewhere. So here are the top questions that I get on a regular basis.
Yeah. Is the idea for us to answer them? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Ooh,
love it.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. All right. See what you think. Are the answers to these questions? Because if we get it out there, saves me having to say it again.
See episode 9 of the Good Always podcast yeah. for your response.
And you know what? That's great because it gets us more busy.
It's a win-win.
Once again, me.
Shut up.
All right, here we go. Here's a couple of questions that I've got three main ones that have come up time and time and time again. Question number one. You're ready? You're diving straight in.
Yep.
And it's not just what's your favourite colour? What's your favourite movie?
That's what I was expecting, so I'm a bit concerned now. Ooh, go.
You're about to fall off your chair. Question number one. What is love?
Oh my. There's I'm falling out, out of a chair. That was a What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. What is love, and how do you know when you find it?
Oh, wow.
Do you want to read all of these, all of these next two?
I'll just go one by one, I reckon. Okay. Yeah. What is love?
What is love, and how do you know when you find it?
It's such a tough question, isn't it? And I totally see where they're coming from. Like I probably asked myself the same thing many times in the past. Mm. I think let's talk about the first part. What is love? What's love to you, Brody?
Classic, just turn it back around on me.
Well, I want to hear your thoughts first. I'm sure you. I imagine you answered this question in the moment, right?
I had to, yeah.
I want to hear what
one
you,
of my great
said.
Press conferences ever. What did I say? What is love? Love is awesome. It's really. There's no feeling like it, and it's a really. I don't know. It's where just things just make sense, and I know that. I could just feel just supported and I could, I could just be me. And I knew that whatever I did would be somewhat okay. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but it's that feeling of just constant support and it's very special.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think I totally agree. In that respect, I also think that it's got to be mutual as well.
Mm.
I think that a lot of people say, I'm in love with this girl, but she doesn't know it. It's like, I'm sure you have really strong feelings. But for me, I think love is something that has to be mutual and has to be shared. Otherwise, it's not, it's maybe a deep affection and a really strong care. But I don't know if love, for me personally, I think love is something that's shared. And I think that the second part of the question is actually, for me, quite difficult to answer.
Mm.
I don't think that you ever do know when it's love. Like with 100% certainty, and I think that's sort of the beauty of it is that you're constantly building, constantly creating moments. Yeah. It's not like, great, I've reached love, we've peaked, let's stop here.
Tick.
Yeah, I think that it's a constant process, and I think that by defining love simply and by saying, great, you'll know when you hit it, is actually quite misleading for young people.
Mm. Yeah, and definitely, great answer. I love seeing you continuing to build love and expand your love. How do you know when you find it? Yeah, absolutely, you're right. You don't really know. It just sort of sometimes happens.
Mm.
And, as I said, it's sort of just when everything makes sense and you're just living your best life. And living your best life along with someone else who's also living their best life. And, it's really cool. How do you know when you find it? You don't. It'll slap you in the face like a ton of bricks. And that's pretty much how I answer.
Love it
as well. So awesome. Great start. Ticked off the first one. On a similar note is how did you know that you found your purpose or passion?
Mm. Yeah, wow. It's some profound questions, isn't it?
I know, right?
God.
People 14 to
that's
17.
Incredible. This one is interesting. I actually think about this all the time. I always say to people, I feel really lucky that I found my passion so early because there's a lot of people that float around and go from uni to uni and job to job and never really find it. a lot of people that, maybe they study education and they move to counselling and then they're thinking about doing journalism. I've got a lot of friends in similar boats. But I feel, I've got one friend. Barely a friend, to be honest. I always say I feel really lucky that I've found my passion.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it is luck or if I just am a very passion-driven person. And I have friends that are totally happy just doing nothing. Like, I've got friends that work at a cafe and play video games, and that's it for them. That's them at their best. Is it when do you know you found it?
Yeah, when, how?
So I think it's actually, it's a really difficult journey, and assuming you're going to find it straight away is a mistake, I reckon. Yeah. I think as soon as you assume, oh, great, it's easy. As soon as I graduate school, I'll be there. That's, I reckon, a pretty dangerous way to live your life.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on a similar, in a similar boat to you. Like, I found my passion very early. I was year 11. And I think it's important to note that passion does not mean job.
No, no. That's a very really uni good differentiation there.
Because, yeah, you made your little snide remark about people not finding their passion and floating from uni to uni. I found my passion.
It does relate to you a bit, doesn't it?
No, yeah. Oh, interesting. I found my passion, but uni can't cater for it.
Bloody unis.
Yeah, I tell you.
It's the unis that are the problem.
They are the problem. Get into it, Monty.
No, I do agree. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I found my passion when I was in year 11. I was 16 years old when when I went on the Camp Hero program for Zero to Hero. And I was interested in leadership. And one of the biggest lessons I learnt on that was that I couldn't lead without having a passion. And I thought, I don't know what it is. Just so happened that at the time, the camp is... you know, designed as a mental health leadership program, and there's snippets of mental health education that came through, and I was just blown away by the stats and figures around the mental health of Australia. And I remember coming back from the camp and feeling a whole bunch of emotions and feelings and stuff, right? I remember feeling angry that, you know, the stats for suicide are so high. I remember feeling really sad because of that. I remember feeling really guilty that I hadn't done something earlier for my friends that had been struggling. And I could just feel like a general unwellness in my stomach. Like I just felt really, I don't know, sort of lethargic, maybe the right word. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just felt sick for a couple of days. And I was like, that's weird. Like, why? The food was really good. So I don't know what's going on there. And it was, you know, the more that I read about the stats around mental health for youth, and, you know, mental illness and suicide rates for Australian men and for youth as well. I was like, that's what that feeling is. It's me finding my passion, and yeah, it's really cool. But yeah, it's not something that falls into everyone's lap.
No, no.
And I know that I'm very fortunate in that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, another profound question. How many more do we have?
One more.
One more. Awesome.
So, the final question,
one
that has plagued mankind for generations.
But no longer.
Millennia.
We're about to solve it, are we?
And us, at the Good Always Podcast, the two 22, 23-year-olds. Are you 24?
I think I'm 23. I forget.
Gotcha. We're going to do it. We're going to solve one of life's greatest questions.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It is exciting. Because we are going to answer what philosophers have battled over years.
build up
for this answer. Yeah. Our question of the day, Monty. What is the meaning of life?
Yes. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy also. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Or read that?
Was it 73?
I think 42 or something. Oh. I don't know. 73? Really. It's a number. 2-digit number. 42. And you did you answer this question at the time?
In a very roundabout way.
Yeah. Look, I'm not a super religious person. I know a lot of people tie that question to religion and to that sort of purpose, but it's a tough one. I personally think that it's very personalized, and it's a very unique experience, life. And so to say there is one answer doesn't check in for me. I think that everyone has a different purpose.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I prefaced my answer with that by saying that it is different for everyone, and my meaning is different to your meaning and everyone else's meaning, because I feel like everyone is on the planet to do their own thing and walk their own life and all that sort of stuff. But for me, an answer that rung true. And I guess tying into our first question there, the answer that came to my head and that has come to my head several times is love. In that love, I feel like love is the meaning of life, because there's several areas that this could be applicable. Number one, love of self. I think to succeed in life, you've got to learn to love yourself, and it's not always easy. We both know that. We've both gone through our own, you know, journey of self-acceptance, and that's something that I know I still struggle with, you know, on daily occurrences as well. But you've got to love yourself. You've got to love who you are, because you can't change the body that you're in. And you just got to love how you go about your life. The other one is love what you do, which ties into our second question. Love, you know, and as I said, you know, your purpose isn't necessarily your job or your career. But if you can link those two together, like we have somewhat successfully managed to do, then life's going to be cool. Life's going to be fun. It's going to be easy-ish.
Yes, it's never going to be easy. But
never going to be easy, but it's going to be
a lot easier, yeah.
Love, what did I say? Self.
Love self. Love.
Love work. Passion. Work, yeah. Purpose. Love the environment. I know that's something that we're both pretty passionate about, is the world that we live in, and, you know, making sure that we do our part to make sure that other generations get the opportunity to live in this beautiful world, and for us, this beautiful country of Australia. So love your environment, love, you know, care for your environment, care for everything around you. Love of others ties into that as well. Love the people around you as much as you can. Get around them, support them, you know, and they will do the same for you. And yeah, my last one was love of stuff. just love.
Yeah, like just general love. Everything. Yeah.
Because the more you love, the more you're going to be loved.
Mm.
And the more you are loved, the better your life is.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And I think if you're living your life with that intention, with sharing love, then you're going to be a lot better off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love self. Love of
work. There's a lot of love going on.
Environment. Others.
Just everything.
Love.
Stuff. Love it.
That is the good always meaning of life. There you go.
Thank you, Brody.
Thank you, Monty. So, I've got some exciting endeavours. And something that might... We talked a little bit before about you, your refusal to jump on TikTok.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't say... Okay, yeah. wouldn't say refusal. Just my lack of... I did try it. Like, I downloaded it once.
Ah, nice.
Had a little flick through.
Yeah. Like me with
I haven't Fortnite. Enjoyed it. Like you with what?
Fortnite. I downloaded
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called some nasty words, so I deleted it. The kid sounded like
I heard
like
your mum
was
not happy.
Mum like, Brody, delete it.
Yeah, very similar experience. I didn't get called anything nasty, no, but just didn't. Not. Tried it. Didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, there is a danger to TikTok. TikTok?
TikTok? Yeah. Yep.
That's the eggnog equivalent.
What's the danger?
The danger is that I spent 2 hours scrolling the other day. Just got bored.
It's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time that I could have easily been listening to one of the 7 audiobooks that I've downloaded.
You've got 7 on the go at the moment.
Well, no, 7 are downloaded. One of them's on the go.
Oh, okay.
That's on chapter 2, so there you go. Anyway. Point of this is that we are joining TikTok.
Oh, woo! Are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great.
Well, that's provided you stay along on the show. But I feel like there's a lot of, growth that can come from that. We can reach a wider audience, get our good message out there, our good always message. Good we can talk about love.
Talk about love a bit, yeah. I'm sure parts of our show will be on TikTok. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Do so other we'll podcasts do that? Is that going to be
I've seen
restarting
a couple
it?
Pop up. Yeah. a little bit late to the party. Yeah, okay. A little bit late. But, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to learn a bit more about it.
Yeah. Well, you won't have anything to do with it.
Oh, okay.
I'll take control and we'll get all our, not all our content, all our best content.
Yeah, yeah, the cream of the crop, really.
Yeah, that's right. All the other.
You wouldn't want this conversation on TikTok, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Or would we?
Why are we recording this? Oh my god. Hey. So yeah, keep your eyes and ears open for the launch.
Me? Or well, anyway, yeah,
download TikTok.
I'll have a go at it. Yeah, I will. I will.
For TikTok. Don't download it. What's going on here?
All right, exciting stuff.
We're on TikTok. It is TikTok.
We'll never tick on the stuff. What?
I was scrolling through Facebook the other day. I don't often scroll through Facebook.
I spend a lot of time on Marketplace, as you've heard before.
Do you? Oh, surprise.
What did you find?
My cousin shared an article. And the article reads, "Dear Gladys, Anastasia, Dr. Kerry, Dr. Jeanette, and Professor Nicola, this is a love note of a different kind." Now, obviously, there's a lot going on in the eastern states at the moment in terms of, didn't want to say the C word on air, but COVID.
You've just done it anyway. Cool. Like, you realise you shouldn't say it and then just said it anyway. Yeah, and honestly, obviously, like, you know, our thoughts with the people over east that are in lockdown and struggling at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of family of mine over lockdown and have been for a while. But this, yeah, this article, or this letter, is clearly an eastern states written thing. But I want to share it with you because it's yeah, really, really good, really nice. So you haven't heard it, have you?
No, I haven't, actually. I think you spoke about it and you said you saw a really cool
letter. I remember telling you.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay. is this something your cousin shared from someone else?
No, my cousin didn't write it. I'm pretty sure.
Cool. I'm all ears.
All ears. Dear Gladys, Anastasia, Dr. Kerry, Dr. Jeanette, and Professor Nicola, I want to send you a full frontal dose of respect, support, and energy. I have absolutely no comment to make in regard to your political policies, health recommendations, or daily decisions that impact millions. And I certainly won't be sharing my personal views on lockdowns or vaccines. I'm exhausted at the thought of your days. It's a relentless cycle of interpreting data, making hard decisions, and talking about a virus that has killed millions of people. You are all neck deep in a form of leadership most will never actually know. And for you, when you chose these career paths, you would have had no idea what you were in for. Every day we sit back and judge everything you say, do, and decide. The cameras catch you trying to find your mask at the press conference. And when you make a snide remark about Victoria, that entire state clocks it against you. Some people might be hoping that you fail. You wake up to news that thousands have signed a petition to stop you travelling to pitch for an event that you are very clearly committed to winning, and most of the country keeps aggressively lobbying to... Let me try that again. And most of the country keeps aggressively lobbying you to keep your borders open. Your broken glasses and the time that you casually wiped your eye with your face mask is awesome content for viral TikToks, but we fail to properly register your years of study and expertise and the significant work you're doing to protect us all. We ask you to comment publicly on your miscarriages, relationships, and even Google search your estimated weight. If you sleep with a douchebag, polite term, and many of us have been there, we expect that we have the right to hear the details in the vein of it being a test of your integrity. You have to find a way to sleep each night knowing that people punch horses and die on your watch. But, just in case you didn't know, there are lots of us cheering you on. There are lots of us clapping loudly and celebrating your resilience and strength. Every night there are exhausted men and women around the country on Zoom with wine in hand, discussing your impact and committed leadership styles. You are doing the jobs that so many wouldn't, and the reward doesn't outweigh the tax. Should we even bother to mention that you are all leading in what are traditionally male-dominated roles? It would be safe to assume that you have all experienced your fair share of bias, prejudice, and vitriol just to keep your seat at the table. You don't have to tell us, we already know. You are respected, valued, and listened to by many. Whilst many of us have total permission to wear activewear, drink too much, and behave badly under the guise of lockdown, a so-called collective madness. The five of you have to get up each day and be better tomorrow. And we don't... Oh, sorry. And we want you to be authentic, current, and not look too tired. Politics and science as industries are grappling to attract and retain female talent. There are young women watching you closely, and you are showing them the way. Thank you. Make the mistakes, celebrate the successes, and keep going. Hold your space and do not let anyone diminish the significant difference you are making. Your leadership will be studied in years to come, and it's very possible you will be more appreciated then than you are now. Look after yourselves, and can we please have dinner when this is over?
Wow. Powerful stuff. Jeez. First of all, like, just an incredibly well-written letter. I think that's that. Yeah, a very resonating letter. I think that's incredibly well written. And what an incredible message as well. That's I'm a little bit... There's not even anything I want to say to follow that up, almost. Like, it's just such a well-written statement. And I'd want to express how much respect I have for those leaders as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for reading that, Brody. That was, profound. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I totally agree. I've read it four times just because I think it's incredibly well written. I think it's, obviously they are going and fronting up every single day to constant criticism and constant abuse.
Mm.
And, it's a tough, very, very tough gig. I think they're all doing exceptionally well. And, I have nothing more to add to that letter. So just before we finish off, we haven't played a game.
We haven't. A key part of our podcast.
A key part of the Good Always podcast is it this or is it that sort of game?
I feel like one day we'll get better at making games.
I feel like one day startup podcasts are going to look at us and think, damn it, we can't play that game because they've already done it.
Yeah, what if we take... Good Always podcast.
Damn it. Here we go. You ready? And this one...
What's the game?
I should probably tell you, shouldn't I?
I'm ready.
This is... Is it? Sorry, I'll try again.
The first two words of any good game.
Is it one of the top 10 most difficult names in football or one of the top 10 beers to try in Germany? And I thought,
that's good.
Turn the tables.
That's really funny.
It's time for you to guess these beers. And
that's tough for me because I do enjoy beer.
Yep.
I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about football.
So,
funny.
You know what's even worse is that I won't even be able to pronounce.
I think you mincing it is going to make it even more difficult.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. And so, is there 20 guesses or are we cutting it down to 10?
No, it'll be like
10
or something.
I want to get 5.
Many I feel. Yeah, 5's good. Get 5 and I'll buy you a soccer ball.
Or a German beer.
No.
Okay. I need the fun. Yeah, right. All right, I'm ready. I'm going to tap into everything I know about football. I'm out of info.
Start easy.
Isn't that 5 on the list?
Oh, no, sorry. Football is in soccer.
I thought it was Australian football.
No.
Okay,
football,
great.
Mate.
Football.
Yes, football. we'll start easy. You ready?
Yep.
Spartan Oktoberfest.
if it's a footy player, it's got to be a beer.
It's a beer. It's a definite. It's one of the top 10 beers to try in Germany.
That would be very funny.
Oh, right. I just saw it then. I was like, yeah, get that out of the way. I'm struggling.
One
trying to figure out how to pronounce these.
One correct answer for me.
Cool. All right, number 2. Oh, lost it. Augustina Heil.
Say it again.
Augustina Heil.
I'm going to say it's a soccer player. Just the way, long first name, shorter second name, soccer player.
Well, despite the name, this isn't a bad place that people go to roast, but an extremely cool beer made by one of the oldest breweries in Munich.
Oh, wow. You know what sort of beer it is?
It's mild, it's sparkling, it's refreshing and dry.
Yeah.
It's an easy-to-drink beer, I'm not going to go.
Okay, great. All right. So, bad start, but that's okay.
Yeah. Ooh, this one's a good one. One of my favourite goalkeepers is... we'll come back to that one. anyway, moving on.
Yep.
Gafael Kolsk.
How do you... what's the second word?
Kolsk, I think.
K-O-L-C-H.
Well, it's O with an umlaut.
Sorry?
O with the...
I'm pretty sure a Kolsch is a type of beer, so I'm going to go that one.
Damn, he's got me. He's got me.
Aha, knowing more about... See, if you knew a bit more about beer, you probably wouldn't have included that, would you?
You're a big hero.
You should try our Eagle Bay Brewery's Kolsch. It's a...
This isn't nice a sponsored ad for Eagle Bay. They get enough money. here you go. Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Footy player.
Yeah, it's a soccer player. Yeah. One of the greats, Henrik.
What does he play? Obviously footy. What position?
Mkhitaryan. Oh, gee, I don't know.
Yeah, great.
I haven't heard of him for a long time. Pretty sure he's like a defensive mid or something.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? Whatever.
It's quite defensive about his soccer playing.
Sure.
You don't want to, yeah, anyway.
How many have we done there? Four?
Four.
Four. We're on to the fifth. Kolbein Sigbjörnsson.
It just sounds so much like a name. I think it's a footy player.
Oh, he's dummy. He's got me.
Is
that's
it?
That's a soccer player.
Jeez, I'm good. I think what it is, I think I have a great knowledge of beer and also a relatively good knowledge of language, like broadly. Like an okay knowledge of what a name should sound like, but maybe not. Let's see.
Fair enough.
I did get that second one horribly wrong.
Jakub Blaszczykowski.
Oh, Blaszczykowski. It's got to be a soccer player.
Damn it.
I mean, come on. Unless, you know what would make it more difficult? If it was breweries and beers named after people.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Probably
gee whiz. You didn't bring anything to this show today. You did not come with a segment, and now you're criticising.
Yeah.
One of the worst. Anyway. Polana Salvatore Doppel Bock.
What?
Polana Salvatore Doppel Bock.
Again, the Salvatore just rings true for footy player.
You big idiot. It's a brewery.
Yes.
It's actually a beer. But anyway.
Well, okay. All right. Maybe not as easy as I thought.
Yeah, we are back.
Okay. I think I'm still in the lead.
Mm.
I think that's... Is that our eighth one? It's got two more.
Okay. So we should really keep count of these things, don't we? We do this all the time.
We need a third person.
Erdinger Kristall.
Kristall?
Kristall.
Kristall.
Erdinger Kristall.
Just the way the inflection...
Is he...
And the Kristall makes me think it's a
is
beer.
Is it a beer? Or is it a... German defensive left mid
beer.
Damn.
We're trying to throw me off by including a position.
Yeah.
Well done. I think something about the way you said it made me think it was a beer. Let's go one more.
Okay. Fine.
You probably does not look very happy about how this game has gone.
No.
You thought I'd fail miserably.
Big time. Weinstepan Haif Weisbar.
Sorry?
Weinstepan Haif Weisbar.
Haif.
Haif. Said with a lot of confidence, but genuinely no.
I think it's a beer.
Are you sure?
Yep. Fucking beer.
This would have won you your soccer ball.
Oh, no.
And you've done it. You got a soccer ball.
Yes. Woo. Yep. Scared me for a moment there. How? We're going to go to Rebel Sports straight away.
Yeah, we'll go there now.
Yes.
We're going to go to the shop. We're going shopping anyway. Get in, losers. We're going shopping.
Oh, thanks, bro.
And that has been, is it the 10 most complicated names in football or one of the top 10 beers to try in Germany?
Mm, well done. Let's choose a different country next time.
Yes.
When we play this inevitably.
We'll play an Indian game. So there you go.
Thanks, Fred.
And so, we come to the moment in the show that has been by far our most inconsistent.
Oh, absolutely.
Apart from our upload schedule.
second most inconsistent part of the show.
Yeah. It is our Time to say goodbye.
It is.
And once again, it's because we just hate saying goodbye.
We just hate it.
We wish that we could record
this live stream constantly.
Yeah, a constant live stream.
Mm.
But we, both of us, are very busy.
Both of us, equally as busy.
Equally as busy.
Yeah.
I'd argue I'm more busy. We're going to say goodbye. We're going to do it in an interesting way. And not to be insensitive here. But we, we noticed something. Or we kind of came up with a little bit.
That
we,
a good way to put it.
Yeah, we did last year when we had just come out of lockdown in Western Australia.
And every time we sort of come in and out of lockdown, it raises its head.
Yeah, it does. And it's our take on two Aussie dads that they're meeting at the shops, and their wives really are friends. They don't care about each other.
It's really funny to see this interaction when you're not sure what you can do because of COVID, and you know how dads seem to take it to that next level.
You know
level
how we are as dads.
Us dads. And it's a bit scary because we do it really well.
Yeah. I think it's a bit of foreshadowing. And here we go.
All right.
Let's do it.
So setting the scene, probably in Audi. Where else did dads go after lockdown?
Bunnings.
We'll say Audi for now. All right. Mate. Oh, Kev.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Jeez.
How's it going, mate?
How's it going? Oh.
Don't shake my hand.
Get the elbows out, mate. Or maybe do my foot.
Don't trip me. How's it going, mate?
Bloody good, mate. You know, except for the lockdown. How was your lockdown?
Mate, homeschooling kids. Yeah, rough, because you know.
Jeez.
Yeah. Don't know the last thing
about
maths.
Those teachers, tell you what, got a big job, don't they?
They do have a big job. You know, my respect for the teachers.
Oh, absolutely,
really
absolutely. Yeah. Yep. How's Jenny?
Jenny's good.
Yep.
She's been doing most of
still
the
working at the hospital?
No, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Busy, obviously, busy time.
Yeah.
So it means that I've had to, you know, work a little bit on Zoom and then also teach the kids.
The old house mum, hey?
Is it Marguerite?
It is Marguerite, yes.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, how's she going? Does she still see Jenny?
Who knows what those girls are up to? You know? I think they had one of those Zoom calls during lockdown or something. I heard her talking on the iPad, family iPad.
Oh, bet you're glad to finally have the iPad out of the kids' hands.
Oh, I'll tell you, always playing Fortnite. So that's a nightmare. What are you getting from the meat section?
Seafood.
Having a barbie.
You've got to celebrate, mate. You've got to celebrate.
Got to celebrate.
Get everyone up. I think we should have you guys over.
Absolutely.
Get on the tins, couple of tinnies. You deserve it after a big stint in lockdown.
Thanks, mate. Just escaping the prison, as they say.
Yeah,
a bit busy, but find a time, mate.
Yeah. Are you on the smoker barbecues yet?
Oh, mate. Yeah, as soon as we went into lockdown, I got on to Amazon and got myself a smoker. And geez. So I'm pretty good at it.
Change your life. I think I'm pretty good as well. Maybe we could have a smoke off.
I said before, pretty
gather
busy,
around
pretty
the tin
busy,
and
as I said, we'll try one at a time.
Gather around the tin and have a couple of tins, you know.
Good one, kid. Yep.
How's
what? Sorry? Say something?
No. Just having a look at the price of is there an announcement coming?
Oh, well, that's probably a good sign to head off. Look, I'll see you. Hopefully, we don't go to lockdown again tomorrow. You never know what's going to happen. These crazy times are living.
Crazy
times.
Mate. Crazy.
That Bezeriklian, she's a tough one.
That's it.
What do you mean? Anyway, lads.
See you, Chief. That is the end of the episode. Episode 9.
Way too into character there.
Yeah, we should probably cut that a little bit. We won't, but...
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
If you are.
If you're still tuning in after months of hiatus, we appreciate you. And I will. I do hear what you're saying, Ray. I'll endeavour to get a bit better with my timings and my schedule.
I agree. You should.
Thanks for your understanding.
And make sure you're following us on Insta. Follow us on Facebook, and also follow TikTok. Us on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty, that is that. We will see you at the next Good Always episode 10 with potentially a special guest.